BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Algeria has said it will present a draft UN resolution calling for an end to the killing in Rafah in southern Gaza. The move was announced after a closed meeting of the Security Council at which Sunday's deaths at a displaced persons camp were discussed. The US has vetoed previous resolutions and says the Israeli operation in Rafah has not crossed its red lines, though it called the deaths heartbreaking. Our correspondent Tom Bateman says the US position is unlikely to change.
I think the issue here is we'll see a repeat pattern that we've seen at the United Nations, which has been largely that the US will veto anything that it thinks it disagrees with that goes against its own policy towards Israel. And that has been largely to continue to give Israel a diplomatic shield at the UN, although we did start to see that fray somewhat in the last 6 weeks or so. But I think when it comes to the issue of Rafah, you're not going to see the Americans allow that resolution to go forward in the form, it seems, that the Algerians are currently proposing.
Israel has continued its assault. Palestinian health officials say 21 people were killed by strikes on another camp in Al-Mawasi, west of Rafah. Israel has denied firing at the area. David Mensah is a government spokesman.
I can tell you categorically that the IDF does not strike tents. The tents which Israel bought and provided for Palestinian civilians and Gazan civilians, we go after terrorists and not after civilians. The only people keeping civilians safe right now in Gaza is Israel.
Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York is being extended beyond the normal hours today as the judge wants to finish closing arguments. Earlier in their closing statement, Mr. Trump's lawyer said the case against him was based on lies. The former president denies falsifying business records to cover up payments to a porn star during the 2016 presidential campaign. Neda Taufik is outside court.
The prosecution is still delivering their closing argument to the jury. In fact, the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is there in person. Of course, this is perhaps the greatest trial of his career. And so that is why closing arguments are taking a while. Prosecutors are laying out each exhibit, each crucial piece of testimony, and telling jurors why it corroborates their case that Donald Trump tried to cover up election fraud by falsifying business documents.
The White House has rejected a plea from the Ukrainian president to lift restrictions on Kyiv using US-supplied weapons to strike within Russia. The NATO Secretary General called for the restrictions to be lifted. The Russian president warned of serious consequences, especially for small countries. BBC News. The Mexican government says around 27,000 soldiers and National Guard members will take part in an operation to reinforce security during this weekend's general election. It follows a wave of violence perpetrated by drug cartels targeting candidates. The outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, said the aim was to ensure that all Mexicans could vote.
Que los ciudadanos puedan...
We hope that all citizens will be able to vote with peace of mind, safety, and without fear, because we believe that the elections will be clean, free, and above all, peaceful.
Violent crime will be among the challenges facing the next president, following what's been the most deadly election campaign in Mexico's history. Venezuela has withdrawn an invitation to the European Union to send observers to July's presidential elections. The head of the National Electoral Council said they were not welcome while the bloc maintained sanctions. The Biden administration has set out guidelines to strengthen the market in carbon offsetting, which has faced frequent accusations of greenwashing from critics. Carbon credits enable companies and countries to offset their emissions, often in developing countries through projects combating deforestation. A joint European-Japanese satellite has blasted into orbit on a mission to measure how clouds influence the climate. The EarthCare spacecraft will use a range of instruments to probe the atmosphere to test the properties of clouds to see precisely how they form and develop. Some low-level clouds are known to cool the planet, while others at high altitude act as a blanket. The EarthCare mission will use a laser and a radar to probe the atmosphere to see precisely where the balance lies. BBC News.